Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
So we're talking with Carol Oldham, who is the executive director of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. How are you doing, Carol?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, very well. So tell me, there's a big event coming up in mid-March for that is of interest to MCANers, right? Can you tell me what's going
Absolutely.
On?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've got our annual conference coming up. We do this conference every year with the Toxics Action Center. It happens in Boston. It's happening this year on March 15th. At Northeastern University, and it looks like it's going to be a really great event. It's basically all day, and it's for all of our members and activists and folks who are interested in getting involved, and you can come and learn about all kinds of environmental issues and learn all kinds of campaign skills.
So tell me, are there any, what sorts of, describe a workshop for me.
Sure. So we have, actually, there are 28 workshops that are happening, so there's a lot to choose from. They happen in three different slots. We've got morning ones, afternoon ones, and then kind of end-of-the-day ones. And some of the workshops that I'm really excited about, we've got one that is a skills workshop that's a social media training that we're doing for our members and activists, and that's basically kind of covering what social media you want to use when during your campaign. So that's everything from Facebook, Twitter, websites, blogs, and email outreach, and which format is good for what. And then we've got an energy efficiency workshop that's going to be happening. That's going to be basically everything from we're calling it energy efficiency from A to Z, and A is air conditioning to Z is zero net buildings. And it's all kinds of questions. We're going to try to answer folks' questions about energy efficiency, everything from, you know, if you're building a new building, how efficient can you get and what do you need to do, to what can you do with an already existing building. And even we're going to talk about things like sometimes energy efficiency programs are hard to access for folks who rent. I myself am a renter, and but we want to make sure that everybody has access to energy efficiency. So how can we make sure that that happens? And so we're going to have a couple of great presenters answering everybody's questions and talking about their work.
That sounds great. I have seen one that was talking about how to do fundraising, which I think is an important aspect for
a lot of people.
And so tell me about the keynote speakers, or speaker or speakers. Who will they be?
Yeah, so we've got Jackie Patterson coming to speak to us. She's our keynote, and she is fantastic. She's a young woman who is the NAACP's Environmental and Climate Justice Program Director. And so she works a lot on climate justice in communities, and trying to figure out opportunities for leadership in the new green economy. And she's an amazing speaker. She's very, very inspiring. And I think now is a really good time for her to be coming and talking to our members and our activists, because, you know, there's all this excitement and movement and real social realization that's coming together around the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I think the folks in the environmental field need to be paying attention to, and in a lot of cases are involved in. And so how can we make sure that the two movements are talking to each other and then that they're germane to each other?
That sounds very timely. That sounds great. So let's just to be clear, from who do you think should attend? Quickly describe what kind of person.
Yeah, so I think absolutely everybody should attend. Anybody who gives, who cares at all about the environment, who cares about being able to, you know, breathe
clean
air. So
the conference is open,
and
the threshold is pretty low, right? I mean, in the sense that
if you're
interested, there'll be something for you to learn from, even if you're a newbie right up the scale, right?
Absolutely. And I encourage anybody who's listening to this to go to localenvironmentalaction.org. And you can see everything from what's, you know, getting directions to get there. You can register for the event, and you can find out who those sponsors are and look at all of the workshops and everything like that right there at that website. So that's the website that MCAN and the Toxic Action Center put together.
And that website would have the registration fees, which are intentionally pretty reasonable so that a wide group of people can attend, right?
Yeah, we keep the registration fees low so that, you know, anybody can come. And actually, we do offer need-based scholarships if folks need that. If they can't even pay the low entrance fee that we have, but, and the fee basically just goes for the space, which is at Northeastern. But yeah, everything, all of that information is at localenvironmentalaction.org.
Super. And I would just, for my own part, point out that Northeastern University is on both the green line, the green subway line, and the commuter line. So there's lots of ways to get there. So the access is pretty easy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the T is back up and running now. We hope for good. And it's getting easier to get around Boston again. So
that sounds great. So just to remind everybody, it's March 15th. It's Sunday. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes to 5-ish in the afternoon. It's all day Sunday. The price is reasonable. The what's on offer is fantastic for a wide range of people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of, there are things that would interest just about anybody. And I think it's also one of the things that's really nice too, is for folks who are either interested in or already engaged in work in their community to come together and just network and feel that sense of community with each other. Because it's easy if you're working hard on this stuff or you're interested in this stuff and you don't know how to engage, it's easy to feel really isolated. And I think this is a great chance to come together, meet other folks who have, you know, either similar or different interests, but who are fighting the good fight, and to have really stimulating, interesting conversations and feel like you're part of a community.
Great. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you, Carol, so much for taking the time to chat. Really appreciate it. And I'm sure you look forward, as I do, to meeting lots of people at this at the conference. So, again, thank
Definitely.
You very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Climate Hawks Companion.